On University of Colorado, Colorado Springs Week, can fruit flies help us to understand more about human neurological disorders? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Eugenia Olesnicki-Killian, associate professor in the Department of Biology, determines how their genes could help us understand our own.
Neurological diseases represent one of the leading public health challenges of our time. We have a rudimentary understanding of how mutations in specific genes contribute to the manifestation of neurological disorders. I use very simple logic to determine whether a gene functions in the nervous system. We inactivate the gene and see what the consequences are. We've now done such gene inactivation for hundreds of genes in the fruit fly Drosophila. By doing so, we've identified a large number of genes that, when inactivated, cause various defects within the nervous system. Because all these genes also exist in humans and are active in the nervous system, our work has the potential to explain what the human counterparts of these genes do in the human nervous system. This is critical since the types of genetic manipulations we can do in flies are simply not possible in humans. My team has started to focus on understanding the role of one specific gene called KPR in the nervous system. Our work has shown that inactivating KPR function causes behavioral defects in aging animals. We suspect that these behavioral defects may stem from neurodegeneration that results from inactivating KPR. Interestingly, these behavioral defects are more pronounced in males than females. We're particularly interested in this finding, as so many diseases show a sex bias, including neurodegenerative and aging disorders. Yet we don't understand where this sex bias stems from, and this has serious implications for how such diseases are treated and how therapeutics are developed for men and women. My research team is now working on examining the brains of animals with an inactivated KPR gene to determine which cells of the brain are affected, and ultimately hope to understand what KPR's normal function is in brain cells. If we can understand that, we can make a real impact on human health.
That was Eugenia Olesnicki-Killian of the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.